And 7:06, it is fair and 52 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 73 with a pretty good shot of some showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon into the evening hours. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A Tulsa lawmaker is not pleased with Governor Fallon's refusal to accept federal dollars for Medicaid expansion. Tulsa State Representative Jeannie McDaniel says the governor is essentially giving away Oklahoma cash.
I say this isn't Washington money coming to us or federal money. This is money that belongs to us. If it doesn't come back to Oklahoma, to make a bigger safety net, create a bigger safety net for those amongst us who don't have access to affordable health care, someone else is going to get the money.
Oklahoma officials say a plan to provide health coverage to 200,000 uninsured Oklahomans without expanding Medicaid likely will not materialize before this year's legislative session comes to an end, and it's unclear how the plan might work. Governor Fallon and the Oklahoma Health Care Authority have been seeking ways to extend health coverage to those Oklahomans since the governor rejected the Affordable Care Act's Medicaid expansion last November. Mayor Bartlett will present his new proposed city budget to the Tulsa City Council on Thursday. He says the document will be no frills.
We need to be living within our own means. Ever since we've been mayor, I've always said that we need to approach our governance from a very conservative, prudent standpoint, even when our economy started picking up.
Sales tax numbers were down last month, and the mayor ordered a hiring freeze last week until that situation improves. A facility dedicated to one of Oklahoma's favorite sons in a revitalized area of Tulsa will open this week.
An original, handwritten version of This Land Is Your Land will be on display at the grand opening of the Woody Guthrie Center. The 12,000-square-foot center features exhibits on Guthrie's life and includes Oklahoma's only permanent exhibit on the Dust Bowl. The grand opening is set for 1 in the afternoon this coming Saturday. The Woody Guthrie Archives were purchased by the George Kaiser Family Foundation from Woody Guthrie Publications in New York and brought to Tulsa. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
You may not have known his name, but chances are you have seen him. Nate Waters was a big man confined to a motorized wheelchair. You would find him at any event focusing attention on the mobility struggles facing disabled Tulsans. He was a big proponent, for example, of Tulsa Transit's LIFT program and served on the Mayor's Council on Disabilities. Nate Waters died over the weekend. He was 35. A Sunday afternoon condo fire kills two people in South Tulsa. It happened at the Brandy Chase complex near 67th and South Peoria. A neighbor saw the flames and tried to rescue the couple inside the apartment.
The window in the kitchen burst and flames started coming out, so I tried to get their attention and nobody would come to the door.
Audio from KJRH Channel 2. Apparently, food left cooking on the stove started the fire. Killed were 57-year-old George Midcalf and 51-year-old Jacqueline Easley. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says a Ouachita County deputy sheriff has been killed in a two-vehicle crash near Corn, Oklahoma. The report on the crash says that 44-year-old Douglas Hanna died yesterday while on an emergency run. The nature of the call that Hanna was responding to was not immediately released. Our weather forecast, partly sunny today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, 73 for a high. Tonight, showers likely, 49 for an overnight low. Then tomorrow, showers in the morning, then falling temps throughout the afternoon, 35 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar shows showers from Sedan, Kansas, back to Arkansas City to near Wichita. Nothing in northeast Oklahoma. Right now, it is fair in 52. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.